Chapter 40, Free Will Offerings. All that we do is to be done willingly. We are to bring our offerings with joy and gratitude, saying as we present them, "Of thine own we freely give thee." The most costly service we can render is but meager compared to the gift of God to our world. Christ is a gift every day. God gave him to the world, and he graciously takes the gifts entrusted to his human agents for the advancement of his work in the world. Thus we show that we recognize and acknowledge that everything belongs to God, absolutely and entirely. The offering from the heart that loves, God delights to honor, giving it highest efficiency in service for him. If we have given our hearts to Jesus, we also shall bring our gifts to him. Our gold and silver, our most precious earthly possessions, our highest mental and spiritual endowments, will be freely devoted to him who loved us, and gave himself for us. Thank and trespass offerings. Come to the Lord with hearts overflowing with thankfulness for past and present mercies, and manifest your appreciation of God's bounties by bringing to him your thank offerings, your free will offerings, and your trespass offerings. Grudging gift, a mockery to God. God has made men his almoners, co-partners with himself in the great work of advancing his kingdom on the earth, but they may pursue the course pursued by the unfaithful servant, and by so doing lose the most precious privileges ever granted to men. For thousands of years God has worked through human agencies, but at his will he can drop out the selfish, the money-loving, and the covetous. He is not dependent upon our means, and he will not be restricted by the human agent. He can carry on his own work though we act no part in it. But who among us would be pleased to have the Lord do this? It were better not to give at all than to give grudgingly, for if we impart of our means when we have not the Spirit to give freely, we mock God. Let us bear in mind that we are dealing with one upon whom we depend for every blessing. One who reads every thought of the heart, every purpose of the mind. The cheerful giver accepted. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. If we act in the spirit of this counsel, we may invite the Divine One to audit the accounts of our temporal matters. We may feel that we are only giving offerings from that which is our Lord's entrusted gift. All our offerings should be presented with cheerfulness, for they come from the fund which the Lord has seen fit to place in our hands for the purpose of carrying forward his work in the world, in order that the banner of truth may be unfurled in the highways and byways of the earth. If all who profess the truth would give to the Lord his own in tithes and gifts and offerings, there would be meat in the house of the Lord. The cause of benevolence would no longer be dependent on the uncertain gifts of impulse, and vary according to the changing feelings of men. God's claims would be welcomed, and his cause would be considered as justly entitled to a portion of the funds entrusted to our hands. How much more eager will every faithful steward be to enlarge the proportion of gifts to be placed in the Lord's treasure house, than to decrease his offering one jot or tittle? Whom is he serving? For whom is he preparing an offering? For the one upon whom he is dependent for every good thing which he enjoys. Then let not one of us who is receiving the grace of Christ give occasion for the angels to be ashamed of us, and for Jesus to be ashamed to call us brethren. Shall ingratitude be cultivated, and made manifest by our niggardly practices in giving to the cause of God? No, no. Let us surrender ourselves a living sacrifice, and give our all to Jesus. It is his, we are his purchased possession. Those who are recipients of his grace, who contemplate the cross of Calvary, will not question concerning the proportion to be given, but will feel that the richest offering is all too meager, all disproportionate to the great gift of the only begotten Son of the infinite God. Through self-denial, the poorest will find ways of obtaining something to give back to God.